Santana, the guitar maestro, with Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. It's smooth. Patrick Whitney is in studio. We're talking a whole lot of stuff. He's Dean of IIT Institute of Design and Inililoyen around the world. He's noticed some fascinating aspects of our design, the culture of countries, that is leading to a more humane approach.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Now, you're looked upon as a design visionary, and in particular, a global entrepreneur names you as one of the 25 people worldwide doing the most to bring new ideas to business in China. In India and China, in that aspect, I've been at the forefront of economic movement, or sometimes upheaval, in the modern world. So talk about the problems that are common to India and China, and of course the strength, which is the population.
India and China have traditionally been viewed as a place for reducing costs of business in the developing world. Business processing outsourcing in India and cheap manufacturing in China have led the way. But things are changing. India and China share an ability that no one has ever seen in the world before, and that is the ability to build innovation and design as an economic driver for their home markets. Korea, Japan, Taiwan, all the other countries that provide examples of this have relied upon exports. Our work in China has focused on the domestic market in China, and our work in India is doing the same thing to a large extent. In China, we worked with British Petroleum on looking at ways people were making money through small businesses, and to help them create community centers that would make these businesses more efficient, providing everyone with good fax machines and computers rather than the second-class ones they had in their own homes. Uh-huh. In India, we're very interested in the power in villages. I was visiting a village on Saturday where they were doing technical training to upgrade the skills of the local kids to make them more employable. Godrej & Boyce has a plan to move factories throughout India in rural areas and to work with communities in developing skills and economic opportunities for the local people close to their new factories.
In that aspect, a lot of people say that India has a little bit of a head start in terms of our capacity to speak English, which is a whole lot more than what the Chinese are doing. Do you think they're catching up fast?
Not in speaking English. No, that's a huge advantage that India has. And India has another huge advantage in that it's a democracy and there's more free flow of ideas. Sometimes that free flow is a chaotic free flow, but it's a free flow. China has this incredible ability to make a decision to do something and everyone aligns and goes and does it. That would be a funny idea to see happening in India. Everyone following one idea.
Yeah, but bureaucracy and red tapeism are some things which are common to both countries. I mean, there's no doubt about that, yeah.
That's true. My friend Sam Petroda, who many of the listeners will know of course, says that India's specialty is in managing chaos.
And from that chaos comes creativity sometimes. Messages in Back with Patrick Whitney.